let me take you away from those sad subjects, but to another subject which has hit our desk this week, a press release from Team Mansfield saying that the lawyers were now involved. Your reaction to that?
Well, it's a non-reaction, really, because, you know, I don't mind talking about football matters, business and legal matters. I don't really want to discuss through the media. I'd rather conduct those through the proper channels. So, really, on issues re-Team Mansfield, I don't think I can pass any comment.
Can you at least confirm what they say, that you have had correspondence from solicitors?
I've received a letter on Friday morning from their lawyers, pointing out a couple of areas, and that will be with my lawyers in the near future.
Well, is that the letter? Is the letter threatening action, as they say it is?
No, it's just pointing out a couple of issues they think are relevant. As I say, the lawyers will be looking at that, and I'll respond to their letter.
Well, the key issue, of course, which I must put to you, is that they're saying that you had money out of the club, that you had signed in an agreement that you wouldn't do, and they're asking that question of when are you going to pay it back? I mean, is there an answer to that?
Well, as I say, those issues I don't want to really go through the media on. It's been reported how that is being dealt with, and that's really the final point on it.
But why do you think they're issuing press releases?
I don't know. Better ask them rather than me.
If it's between lawyers.
I say, you know, you better ask them. It's not to me.
I
can't comment on why they're issuing press releases about that the lawyers are involved. You know, it's down to them.
But surely you can confirm or deny whether what they say is right.
No, I say I don't want to discuss issues. Letters I receive in the post, which are private, are marked private and confidential, is not for highlighting through the media when it's reported private and confidential.
Well, we're Mansfield 103.2.
I know you are. That's why you've got such a good base around here that catches 350,000 people. So I don't really want to tell 350,000 people a private and confidential letter.
Mr. Haslam there, speaking about our listening audience, and we are the number one for Mansfield, Ashfield and Bolsover, number one station, and we've got the